Hi everyone, I'm Scott Brown, and before we dive into today's lessons I learned in law, I just wanted to tell you about our friends over at Beamery. Beamery is a real game changer in the world of talent management, so HR and talent teams should definitely take note. It is trusted by the likes of Accenture, McKinsey, AstraZeneca and Uber to name a few. Now this is a great piece of recruitment technology, which is an AI-powered talent platform that will enable you to hire candidates faster, develop the skills of your existing workforce, and increase employee retention. With Beamery, you'll have a complete understanding of your workforce's skills and capabilities, and it's all about building an agile and future-proof team. So check it out. Head over to their website at beamery.com.
Hi, welcome to Lessons I Learned in Law. I'm Scott Brown, I'm Managing Director at Heriot Brown In-House Legal Recruitment. We are focused on giving lawyers more fulfilling careers, and we see that in an in-house environment. This episode of the podcast is another episode of Inside the Agency, where we give you guys backstage access to the people at Heriot Brown and give you an understanding as to what it's like to work here, and also a bit about the people that that make things tick. I'm joined today by Chloe Rowan.
Hi.
Chloe's sitting here as if she's about to go on a roller coaster ride. had so much trepidation on this, but thanks for taking part, Chloe.
Thank you.
So Chloe, talking about making things tick, Chloe is our office manager, and she actually fulfills that job remotely, which we'll talk more about. And she's also involved in the operational side and making things tick along at Heriot Brown and providing support across the team. Massively valued member of the team. So Chloe, you joined us a couple of years ago. Tell us a bit about your background and life before Heriot Brown, and a little bit about how you came to work with us.
Yeah, so I've pretty much always worked in sort of administrative roles and as a PA. And I've actually been working from home for the past 10 years. So like before COVID made it more mainstream, we kind of worked together through an agency. So Heriot Brown was one of my six clients at the time. And then as your need for more admin work grew, I think it just sort of became a bit more clear that you needed somebody full time. I was actually leaving the agency and moving on to another role. So we had a conversation and here I am.
Yeah, I know. Here we are. The job's evolved since then. Yeah, Chloe had been working with us probably for about a year. I had been, as we were a bit younger and smaller at the time, pre-COVID, but had started to need more administrative support. We worked with an agency, Lyris, we had a couple of different people, and then Chloe did a great job. And yeah, I just remember Chloe was like, I'm leaving Lyris. And I was like, no. So just before Christmas, it was before Christmas 2021.
Yeah.
So what can we do? Would you want to come and work here? Because you were working part time at that point, were you?
Yeah, I was. I was doing 25 hours a week.
And I hadn't quite qualified whether there was I hadn't really thought about it, whether there was a full time need. And then yeah, it was just like, just trust me, we'll find stuff to do, and the job will define itself, and hopefully that's where we've got to. And you feel, well, definitely I feel the same, I feel that way, and hopefully you do as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What made you start working from home? How did that come around 10 years ago, pre it being cool?
So I was working for a London-based company, but living in Surrey. Just didn't really feel like I wanted to travel into London every day. So just kind of struck a deal. So I worked from home mostly, and then just had to travel in on odd occasions.
What type of business was it?
It was like a digital agency that specialized in user experience. They had a very small team who also kind of mostly, it was kind of like a hybrid situation. The company was a startup, so they didn't actually have like a proper office. They had a very sort of temporary situation, and so it was you could just sort of like drop in. It was one of those sort of shared working spaces, but on a drop-in basis. So yeah, most people worked from home, at least some of the time, but probably me more so than others.
So wouldn't have created tensions or issues, I guess, if everyone had the same access. Like COVID was like all these platforms like Zoom and everything being cloud based, obviously that became mainstream and the thing that everyone now does. How's the tech and stuff that you've used from working remotely? Has that changed in that period of time?
It's always been Zoom. Teams was quite new to me probably about 4 years ago. I hadn't used that before then. But yeah, I think otherwise, you know, everything's by email or phone and then the occasional Zoom call. I just think that now more people are sort of open to going on Zoom than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And things being like big decisions being made on that or being for us in recruitment, being part and parcel of a process, particularly it wasn't the go-to before 2020, I think. And what's you're working with us for that period of time beforehand, but a bit at arm's length. What's your impression of recruitment and Heriot Brown?
Well, I loved Heriot Brown as a company. That's why I was so eager to say yes. It's just a great team. But the recruitment side, I feel like I'm still not fully integrated in the recruitment side, but I do sometimes help out with like scheduling interviews and things like that. So that's something new. I haven't done that, obviously not working in recruitment before, but I think it's just, you know, it's good to have diversity in your day, bit of variation, and it's always nice to sort of speak to other people.
What did you have, had you been on the other side of recruitment when you were working elsewhere? Had you dealt with recruitment consultants?
Yeah, and I have to say I'd never really had a very positive experience with recruiters. Knowing everybody here, the team, I think it's very different to the recruiters that I've experienced. I think the recruiters that I've spoken to who are recruiting into sort of like admin roles are very, I guess, quantity over quality, whereas at Heriot Brown, the focus is on quality and, you know, the sort of relationships that you build and focusing on the customer experience and the candidate experience as well. I always felt like I was just a number. They were very sales heavy. So, yeah, I think it's a very different experience working with Heriot Brown recruiters.
Chloe's not even in a sales job and she's absolutely all over it. No, it's true. We're long-term focused and have to be because we're in that niche. But yeah, I guess like there's volume agencies, right? And that, yeah, it's a bloody hard job, recruitment, as a, like, to do that job and where there needs to be volume to make it worthwhile to still give the level of service that's needed. It's got its own challenges. But how do you, because you're involved in operations, so a lot of that we've been looking at things around candidate experience and client experience. Tell us a bit about the sort of stuff you do in operations.
Yeah, so it's just basically like trying to smooth out all the processes and make sure that everything is consistent. Obviously we want to make sure that we've got good accuracy with everything, so we're looking to be more data driven. Yeah, just sort of streamline everything, make sure that if everything has like a good process in place, then things shouldn't fall through the gaps, and hopefully our clients and candidates will receive a good customer experience.
And yeah, like operations for me touches everything that we do, and Chloe's sort of got a good bird's eye view across that. So yeah, we've got some projects on the horizon over the next little while to work on together. How do you, like working from home and like being in that role in a sales business that's maybe not target, you're not in a target driven role, how do you manage things and keep yourself organized?
I think Lucy mentioned this in her podcast episode, but I love Trello. So I create Trello boards for everything to keep me organized. So I put my to-do list in there, and it's nice to be able to move things along when they've been completed. So that gives a bit of satisfaction. But I think it's also just things like having a dedicated workspace so that you're not constantly, you know, you're not distracted by things, and putting your personal phone away, just having your work phone at your desk, and just, yeah, sort of creating a clear plan. So we have monthly one-to-ones, which help to sort of give a list of things to achieve over the next month and reflect on what has been achieved the previous month. So that helps to keep the list. And then, yeah, just sort of regular catch-ups and check-ins just to see how progress is being made, and where we are with everything.
Awesome. And you moved last year, is that right? It was last year?
Yeah, last year, September.
Has that given you the workspace?
Yes, it has. Yeah, moved up to Shropshire, where property prices are a bit better, so we can get a dedicated workspace. But it's also nice to live in the countryside. We live in a lovely village, so getting out in lunch breaks or after work into the countryside, going for those nice walks, yeah, just gives a good work-life balance.
How's it been? How was that? Did you know people in the area beforehand, or was it just straight into...
No, just jump straight in at the deep end. But we've moved to this really, really great village where everybody's very friendly. There's like a strong sense of community. Yeah, instantly sort of met people.
So what would you say? So lessons I learned in law. Your lesson learned from either you speak with lawyers ad hoc, but what's your lesson learned from working in legal recruitment, I think, would probably make it more apt.
Yeah, so I think probably just keeping the customer experience as smooth as possible, keeping on top of the accuracy and the consistency within all sort of processes, just to sort of, yeah, just improve that user journey.
Nice, yeah, that's good. Good background that you've worked in user experience as well, with that mindset from previous.
Yeah, slightly different.
Slightly, but translates over. And what would be one thing that people either in the team or elsewhere don't know about you, Chloe?
So I worked and lived in South Africa for 2 years. Oh, can't even remember when it was. I think it was 2009, so quite a few years ago. But that was quite an interesting time trying to work in South Africa. It's hard to get employed over there. So I did some quite strange and interesting jobs, such as dealing poker games and being the front of house at a restaurant and cocktail bar. So yeah, it was sort of anything I could get, really.
Where was that and whereabouts?
I spent 1 year in Durban, a nice area of Durban called Umhlanga, right by the beach. And then another year in an area just outside of Johannesburg.
Good. Oh, well, yeah, good life experience. But if we ever do a charity poker night or something similar, then you'll be on the cards. Right, good. All right. Well, thanks for grasping the nettle and taking part in the podcast. Been good to chat.
Thank you. It's been good. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Lessons I Learned in Law Inside the Agency. To find out more about the consultants, subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you're listening to, and please don't be shy in leaving us comments or a review. It'd be great to hear your thoughts. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Scott Brown. See you soon.